weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Barack Obama depicted as zombie killer in new comic book. Is that racist? Is that wrong? Should we all be arrested by the thought police? Says they've portrayed the president as a new comic book series named as he plays on words with a popular horror franchise Resident Evil. And it's Obama with chainsaws as a superhero killing zombies. Yeah, it was okay to show him as Superman, to show him as Batman, but you don't show him as the Joker. Why, I need to be arrested for doing that. And anybody else does, too. You don't talk bad about the president. That's illegal, because we don't have free speech in America. Everybody knows that. Well, I got news for you. We're going to talk about whatever we want here. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon, then Donna in Texas, Bill, Gene, Pat, and others. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, yes, good morning, Alex. Just a question here. I happen to be listening to Dr. Tenpenny on with Nori. I think it was last week. And I'm just wondering, she hinted that she's thinking it will not be a forced inoculation, but rather a de facto criminalization of refusing the inoculation.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you won't fly. You'll have to stay in your house. They'll arrest you. They won't let you go to work. And then in the future, you have to take all their other vaccines or you can't go to work. That's exactly how they're planning to do it. In fact, let's set Tenpenny back up for the show. She's learned a lot more now about this current flu situation. She's been picking up a lot of new data. And let's also set up Horowitz and Tenpenny. But go ahead, sir.
So, you know, the thing that disturbs me about this is when she said that, of course, last night I was listening to the replay of when you interviewed Ike. I think it was the last time you interviewed Ike. And he seems to, and other people who talk about the New World Order, seem to come back to our best defense is to peacefully resist. The problem is, and it seems that nobody wants to talk about this, not Dr. Stan, not Ike, not anyone, they're not going to let you peacefully resist. They're not going to just let it.
I understand that. That's why we don't offensively go out, because then they can cast us as the bad guy. When we defend ourselves, there's no way for them to demonize it. But we try to reach out to military and police. You've got police, the military, the nurses associations in Europe and the U.S., the majority of them. 2 weeks ago, it was 35% of nurses say no. This week, it was last night, I saw over 60% in New York State. Look, they're not going to get away with it, but they're going to come back over and over again with wanting to put things in our bodies, because that's what the eugenicists are into. That's their zero population growth. That's what the government textbooks call for. That's what they want. So they want to set that precedent. That's why they love pharmacological crops. They're already engineering the crops to do this. Yeah, there's a poll. Half of doctors will refuse to take swine flu shot. Steve Watson. That came out. That came out today. So very, very interesting. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, did you say that Israel, 75% of the doctors were against the vaccine, but they're going to vaccinate the entire population anyway?
I don't remember saying that.
I must have heard that from somebody else. So, Alex, you are the Sean Connery character in Outland. Well done.
Outland? What am I, like, going around with a shotgun, fighting with the company hitmen that are trying to sell some amphetamine drug? That's a good movie. Outland with Sean Connery. You ever seen it? It's a good science fiction movie. It's really like a Western set on some moon of Saturn, I think. They're running a mining operation. It's a good movie. Sean Connery should have done more serious roles like that. Said it's like Highlander. Oh, my God. I like Sean Connery movies like Thunderball. It's a good movie. All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Eisenstein. Stay with us.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next 50 minutes or so, we are joined by Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. We sell his book. This is the one big book we sell on vaccination. And it's an amazing book. Don't vaccinate before you educate. This is the book to give friends, family, neighbors, to inform them about what's really happening. Dr. Mayor Eisenstein is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School, the Medical College of Wisconsin School of Public Health, and the John Marshall Law School. In his 33 years in medicine, he has practiced, cared for more than 75,000 patients, grandparents, and children. He is board certified by the National Board of Medical Examiners, American Board of Public Health and Preventative Medicine. He's like a super doctor and a lawyer, and the American Board of Quality Assurance and Utilization Review Physicians. He is recipient of the Howard Fellowship, Health Professional Scholarship, University of Illinois School of Medicine Scholarship, and a member of the Illinois Bar. He is the author of Give Birth at Home with the Home Birth Advantage Safe Medicine, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, Unequivocally Dangerous Medical Hazards of HRT and Unlocking Nature's Pharmacy. His medical film is, which means in Latin, Above All, Do No Harm. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, so that's good to still keep that alive. And a documentary on home birth was an award winner at the Chicago Film Festival. And homefirst.com is just one of his websites, homefirst.com. Doc, I got you on about vaccines, and it's been too long. In like 2 years since I've had you on. There is so much to go into, but we were talking during the break. Please repeat the point you made when I was first talking to you.
Let me tell you, Alex, it is a true report, a comment. You know, as I've been following this, you know, I've been blessed. I'm a student of the late Dr. Mendelsohn, so I knew that vaccines were dangerous because he knew about that 35 years ago. And so most of my practice and none of my children have been vaccinated. But what you were talking about, eugenics, population control, that they have different stuff in the vaccines, your material's gotten soft, Alex. I mean, this is mainstream media that they're picking up on this. You know, I mean, I wanted to know something interesting. I looked at Fox News yesterday online, and they talked about that the latest czar, Dr. John Holdren, who's a nasty, nasty person. I mean, and we're going to talk about him for a minute. You know, he wants to push this vaccine in September, you know, and he's the one who co-authored a book with Dr. Paul Ehrlich in the 70s about eugenics and everything. I mean, they openly said it, you know, and he's the one who wants to push this. But so they talked about how 90,000 people are going to die. 100 people commented. 95% have been listening to Alex Jones, or I thought they were. There's mercury, you shouldn't take the vaccine. There's squalene, you shouldn't take the vaccine. Dr. Tenpenny said you shouldn't take the vaccine. I thought I was looking at an alternative medicine blog. Unbelievable. You're soft, Alex. You got to get better material. You got to make up some stuff. The New World Order, it's all real. That's what's so, it's frightening. It's absolutely
Well, here's
frightening.
The issue, and you're right. Actually, a lot of conspiracy theorists do start getting into the Earth is hollow and has space aliens in it, and Alex Jones is a reptoid, because all the mainline stuff has been admitted now, so it doesn't have that shock value. But right. No, I just go off the government documents. I go off of what I'm aware of. That's why now it's all mainstream news, because they're carrying their program out. But because we planted all those seeds, and you and others valiantly did as well, now we're having a big effect, and you're right. I see articles about the government health care, the vaccines, message boards on mainline newspapers in Europe, in Texas, England, and you're right, 9 out of 10 or more. When you said 95%, that's more like it. And people can right. go see this for themselves. They're all awake. They know. And I think the eugenicists, just like with Hitler, you know, Hitler was a popular guy in 1936, 37, 38, Time magazine, you know, great guy, eugenics is great. But as soon as you stand up to them, they collapse. And I think that's starting to happen, but go ahead.
Paper tigers. Well, you know, I just have to add a little bit something. You said 30% of doctors, that was the report out of England where they're about to do it, but said they will not administer or take the swine flu vaccine. But it's even more. 35% more said they weren't sure, which means only about 25% said they would do it. Well, that's an F in every class I've been in. I've been in a lot of classes in my life. You know, I think the public has gotten well informed. I think there's so much material. You have done, really, I want to commend you. You've done an incredible job. You have talked and talked until people say, hey, wait a minute, Alex may be telling us something that's real. You know, and so it's really exciting. You know, I'm really not that worried what's going to happen. I've told all my families, 50% of the families will come to us homeschool their children. So they have a little bit of protection. I've told those who go to school, you may have to keep your children out of school. So what? Big deal. What's going to happen? They're going to end up at Harvard, Yale, because the kids don't go to school like that. Don't waste their time in school. They're the ones who end up at the top school. You know, but I think that they're so afraid. See, I tell you, Alex, add conspiracy theory, not even conspiracy theory. The vaccine manufacturers know that the vaccine doesn't work. They know that. They absolutely know. It's never worked. You pointed it out. The swine flu in 76 didn't work. Every year the seasonal flu vaccine doesn't
work.
Well,
sir, you're the medical doctor, so take your time. Go through that and then walk through these mercury and squalene adjuvants, what they're causing in the body. As a top medical doctor, break it down for us.
Well, you know, let me give you what I think their game plan is. They weren't worried about giving the swine flu vaccine in September when they knew that swine flu wasn't going to be an issue. But now they're concerned it may be an issue and people may die from it. I mean, that's not even a question. So they couldn't give the vaccine in September. And then, see, the majority of the flu season is between September and the end of October, that's when the people get sick and die. After that, it tends to be milder, no matter what. See that? Well, they've got 50 years of history in this. And so they realized that when this may be real, if they gave the vaccine in September, inoculated 300 million people in this country, and 100,000 people die, their whole vaccine program with all the other childhood vaccines could go down the drain. So they took the vaccine that they had, they put it in storage, and they said, we can't come out with it until the end of October. Now, John Haldren, Dr. John Haldren, not an MD, not a medical doctor, but yet he's the director of the White House Office on Science and Technology Policy, you know, and he said, no, it is so imperative that you have to water it down and give it in the middle of September. The drug companies now come back to him. Now, I'm making this up, but and say, oh, we're happy to give you watered down because we'll tell you it most probably doesn't work. So now we're covered either way. We've made our money in September, and if it doesn't work, we say, you see, we have to wait until we have the right amount, you know. And so that's the whole thing, you know. All the other stuff, the mercury, the squalene, you know, mercury is one of the most known toxins, and now they're trying to back off and pretend it's not in the vaccine. But it's not only Alex Jones or Sherry Tenpenny who's saying it. The Wall Street Journal ran the article. The New York Times ran the article. The Washington Post, or I like to call it the Washington Compost, you know. you know, and so, it's so out there. I think it becomes, Alex, one of these points where all these misinformed or non-thinkers, you know, go along, and they'll say, hey, wait a minute, I'm the next one that's going to be put into the concentration camp. You know, and I think, and I can tell you something that came out this morning, which is great, because I heard you mention Mike Adams, who's just fabulous. He came out with a video. Everyone should go on to YouTube. Look at his video. It says, don't inject me. It's just great. And just, you know, I think now they're less worried about the damage they can cause with mercury and squalene, both toxic chemicals. Squalene has never been approved for use. I mean, and they're more worried that they could lose the whole program. What does it mean, the whole program? The polio, the DPT, the measles, mumps, and rubella. Because once people start doubting, all of a sudden the truth starts coming out.
Well, sir, I know 3 years ago you looked at the trials. I covered it. I had other medical doctors on. I had families, women whose children had died on the show just in the trials with the HPV shot. The human papilloma, Gardasil.
Right.
And then now the FDA comes out last week and says, yeah, we may put a warning out on this. From your medical research, is it the virus or the adjunct or the thing that triggers the immune system? Why is that shot killing people?
Well, you know, I think all of them are, but this one is more remarkable because you're dealing with young teenage girls. And so it becomes more dramatic. If a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old dies, they can attribute it to something else, you know, asthma, bronchitis, you know. But when a healthy, good-looking teenager who's a cheerleader, who's 13, 14, or 15 years old, and those are the ones who have been dying because they're the ones who are getting the vaccines right now, it, you know, Stalin said it the best. The death of one person is a tragedy. The death of 10,000 is a statistic. And I think we've finally taken and used knowing what to do. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer. Except Dr. Mendelsohn, back in the 70s, just made the blanket statement after he was the national medical director of Head Start, which means he was the top pediatrician in the country when it came to the government program. He made the statement, every single vaccine causes neurological damage. And that was even before we knew about the mercury, before we knew about the aluminum. He just had this global vision of being involved and seeing what was happening. And I think that everyone's got a piece of the puzzle, Alex. And so to say it's only the mercury, only the squalene, or the aluminum, or the aborted fetal tissue, you know, or the neomycin or streptomycin, which are all...
So it's not just the adjuvants, it's the cocktail. I had Dr. Russell Blaylock on last week, the prestigious brain surgeon. Right. He said that brains are looking different for people's ages, people don't have memory, that people are brain damaged. And I want to talk to you as a medical doctor when we come back about that. And he said it's vaccines, it's the pesticides, it's the heavy metals in the foods. It's a cocktail. But what is different today than 30, 40 years ago? Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, prestigious doctor, huge practice. We'll talk about how the Amish don't get autism.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Sleep good at night, ladies and gentlemen, because I know from not just the White House Science Czar's own government policy book, EcoScience, but from the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 8996, from the State Department Memorandum 200, the Royal Commission on Population, 49, from the minutes and documents of the Carnegie and Ford Foundation that are public from even 80 years ago, It's just amazing stuff that it is eugenics, that it's cold-blooded, they see us as animals, and they're carrying this out. And I know these vaccines are killing people, but as Dr. Eisenstein just said, the little-known secret is that these vaccines don't work. Even if you believe they work, they never get the mutation right. Doc, you want to explain that to people?
Well, it's not only the swine flu, because in 1976 we have the best experiment on vaccines ever. That was when President Gerald Ford, felt that we were going to have a swine flu epidemic and ordered the inoculation of every single American. Well, they got through about 15 or 20%, and this ran for about 5 or 6 weeks. And all of a sudden they realized there were people dying from the vaccine, but no one was dying from the swine flu. And so what they did is they immediately ended the program. They claimed only 40 or 50 people died. But, Alex, I can guarantee you, without knowing the actual data, if 40 or 50 people died, they wouldn't have stopped the program. My feeling is hundreds died. And they claim there are 5,000 people who got a neurological disorder from the vaccine called Guillain-Barré, where you have temporary paralysis, but many times complete paralysis, which never recovers. They claim 5,000. I believe it's got to be at least 50,000, because I know almost every doctor who knew one or two patients who had Guillain-Barré from the vaccine. It's not possible. 5,000 is a very, very small number. You know, and they wouldn't have cut it out because of that. And there was a warning just now in England from the head of neurological services that they believe that this vaccine will also cause neurological damage. Hello, we've known this for 30
years.
Well, yes,
sir.
You know?
Yes, sir. And the doctor, being honest, was citing internal CDC reports, so they
right.
know.
Right, exactly. And so we already know for 76 that this flu vaccine doesn't work. But it's more than just the flu vaccine. When you take a look, and no one's better than Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, she is just the best researcher I've ever in my life met. I mean, she gets every, because she's so gentle looking, Alex, that everyone is willing to give her the data thinking that she's not as radical as she is. You know, and you take a look at her books. And you take a look at her writing, and you take a look at the data, and what does the data show? There isn't one disease that a vaccine has really caused to be eliminated. And you start with diseases that we don't have vaccines. Tuberculosis, why doesn't it exist today? A Rocky Mountain speed is a fever, yellow fever, plague, cholera. We don't have vaccines for these. Yet all these diseases were very rampant 100 years ago, don't exist anymore. And then when you look at the charts, like polio, diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, and take a look, the disappearance of these diseases was almost, it just kept going from 80 years ago, there was a lot of these diseases, and now less and less. Then the vaccine comes in. The vaccine should change the curve, that should drop right down. It doesn't. It continues at the same curve. So you take the tuberculosis curve, no vaccine. Overlay.
Well, doctor, let me stop you because I'm aware of the Australian, U.S., British, Canadian data. The graphs can all be superimposed. In fact, I should even dig one up online and post it. Because of indoor plumbing, because of sanitation, because of better nutrition, you see starting 100 years ago a massive plunge in all these diseases. Then vaccines worldwide become popular, and the diseases actually across the board start going back up, proving that these are hurting people's immune systems, causing problems. I'm not stealing your thunder.
No, you're not.
It's just you're moving quickly. It is conclusive, and that's why the eugenicists want to shoot you up, the evidence shows, is because they believe they're naturally coming in to reapply diseases that hand washing and better nutrition and running water have gotten rid of. Go ahead, sir.
But, you know, let me tell you, you are 100% right. But here's what's happened. There's not a lot of treatment for many of these diseases that we mentioned. And so they have to come up with a real scheme, and that is, how do we create chronic illness, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, where people will live for a substantial amount of time and will have to take drugs for the rest of their life. You know, and that's what we've done. We've replaced infectious disease with chronic illness, and I'm convinced the vaccines are the number one cause of our chronic illness.
And by the way, you said that in books years ago and on the show. Now we have mainstream news reporting in laboratory tests that it's giving the rats they give the vaccines to chronic, hardcore arthritis. We'll be right back and talk about that with Dr. Eisenstein.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
We just haven't had the world premiere today of the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. Vamos is making a film called Invisible Empire. And it's amazing research. He's been working on this thing for years. It's coming out early next year. They're going to have the world premiere of that. It's not even on YouTube yet. Coming up next hour here on air at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a member, you'll be able to see the video here for the first time if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But if you're not, you'll be able to hear, obviously, the audio from it. And then coming up later this evening, you're going to have an article Vamos wrote and the trailer at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It will be up in the next 2 hours or so. But world premiere coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So exactly 1 hour from now, or 59 minutes if you want to get technical. We'll play that here. Got a bunch of other news I want to go over. We're going to I know we have Donna and Bill and Gene and Pat, and I don't want to hang up on these callers, but you were here before we got Dr. Eisenstein on. You can either change your question to him about the flu or the New World Order or eugenics, or call back another day. I'm going to give the number out, 1-800-259-9231. Now, Doctor, you're a humble guy. You're one of the leading experts on this because – The government likes to cover up their own studies, their own tests. Big Pharma does, or take the aspartame trials. It killed almost all the rhesus monkeys that they gave it to. But then they use that data by removing the dead monkeys to say, get it approved. You know, they play all sorts of games. You're a leading expert because you have one of the biggest practices in the country. I mean, you're quite the productive person. Not just, do you have a medical examiner's license, or are you a lawyer or multiple medical degrees? You've got a huge, huge practice of homeschoolers, regular folks, and then you also watch the Amish and know them. Tell folks, finish your point about how the vaccines don't work, and then let's get into just the evidence right there that you see public schools where some schools, a third of the school, have got neurological disorders supposedly, or their brains have been rotted by the vaccines and other chemicals. Then meanwhile, the Amish, you don't ever see that. You don't see autism.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, that was, I didn't even really know that one way or the other until Dan Olmsted, who was at the time a senior medical writer for United Press International, he came to Chicago because he heard about our practice. Now, I want to know, Alex, it's not only me, Dr. Rosie, Dr. Schattauer, Dr. Zumhagen, and 20 other doctors who've worked with me over the last 30-plus years. And we've always had a practice that gave vaccine choice to families. And you say, you asked earlier, what's the difference from 35 years ago? Well, 35 years ago, they didn't give 58 vaccines to children the first couple of years of life. We gave 10 or 12. Still most probably problematic. But the problem wasn't the fraction was today. So Dan Olmsted comes to Chicago. He spends time with our practice and talks to all the doctors. And he said, you know, where is the autism? Show me the autism. I said, you know, I want to know, Alex, I barely knew what autism was. I'd read about it in the textbooks, but that was about it. Never saw a case, you know. And we have been delivering babies at home. That's mainly what we've done, and we still continue to do it. And we're close to 20,000 babies alone that we deliver at home. But here's the shift in our practice. In the last 10 or 15 years, as I've become more and more vocal about vaccines, our vaccine rates have gone from 10% to practice to 9% to 5%, where now it's almost non-existent. The only reason we don't become a vaccine-free practice is because my partners have been with me for more than 25 years who've never vaccinated their children said to me, Mayor, if we give such a hard line, we're going to lose thousands of people when they come, realize that they don't have to vaccinate their children. And all of a sudden it became obvious that it's more than just autism. We have virtually no asthma, virtually no diabetes, virtually no allergies. You know, all these chronic conditions that children today suffer from. And those people will say, oh, there's no real increase in autism. We're just counting different. Well, how do you count all, you said it so well, the neurological problems in school?
Look, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that when I went to see movies like Dumbo when I was a kid, or I went to take my sister, who's 14 years younger than me, you know, when I was in high school and college, I'd take her. My parents would say, will you come over and babysit next week and take her to a movie? You never saw autistic children. I'm
right
on the green belt. I'm at the mall. I take my kids every few months to a movie. It's like two or three rows are in there autistic. I mean, they are the schools, and people say, oh, well, that's just false diagnosis. Let me tell you, it's not false diagnosis when you're on the green belt and there's autistic kids running around screaming everywhere, completely out of their minds. I mean, they're under chemical attack. And we've seen autism rates go from, what, 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago to 1 in 86 now? The Fed's own numbers? I mean, boy.
That's the most severe case. All of this has to be looked at as the same thing, what Dr. Melson said 30 years ago. What's the difference between ADD, ADHD, and autism? Just the spectrum. You know, how severely your brain has been damaged, like Dr. Blaylock said, you know. And that's the only difference. And we saw virtually none of this. But even more impressive may have been when Blue Cross called me. This was about 2-3 years ago. And they said to me, because we also have a small HMO group that were part of Blue Cross. And they said the asthma rate in their network was 12%. We had one child out of 1,000 with asthma, you know. And they have a great definition. 2 emergency room visits in 1 year for any respiratory illness or 1 hospitalization. So you can't say one person is doing one thing, one person is doing another thing. And they wanted to know, Alice, you're going to have to hear this. This is very fascinating. So I go to the meeting there at Blue Cross, And they said to me, Doc, why do you have such low rates? I said, well, we're the best doctors in the world. He says, come on, tell us the truth. So I said, why don't you tell me what you think? Because they have all the records there from all the HMO patients. None of these children are vaccinated. How incredible. That was frightening. That's when I realized that Alex Jones not only is right, not only has had an impact in the country, you know, but this is not conspiracy theory. This is overt now.
Well, that's what's crazy about this. Why would these corporate minions who aren't part of that upper crust of eugenicists, why would anybody want to do this? I mean, I've been on vacation, I've been at the mall, I've been at the grocery store, and you'll see an autistic child, you know, 10 years old in diapers, and I'm not obnoxious about it. I want to know, and I walk over and I say, when did your child become autistic? And they always say,
after a vaccine.
18 months old, third round of shots. He was running around talking, singing. Now he does this. And the child's, and I mean, it's, and then I read about how when your kid has the convulsion that night, they then send the police to arrest you because they do a CAT scan and see the brain swelling and say you shook your kid's head when right. You're a medical doctor and have countless others on. Clearly they know the mercury and the squalene. Is causing an autoimmune response and making the brain swell. So then they don't just brain damage your kid with a chemical lobotomy. Now they're going to arrest you for it, too.
Well, you know, let me tell you, Alex, do you think everyone in Germany were Nazis? Every one of the people, every one of the Germans? But, you know, there's a point that the more so-called, quote, intellectual a society becomes, and I put that word in quotes, not smart, you know, they all of a sudden defer to the experts. They stop thinking, and the brain goes soft. And all of a sudden, you can't imagine that all these experts are wrong. You know, and it doesn't take very many. And that's what you said. They're a paper tiger. They're a blessed paper tiger. And I think what's happening now, it's just like at the town hall meetings. Alex Jones hired and spent money to hire all these people to go to the town hall meetings. I don't think so. You didn't hire the 80-year-old woman who's in a wheelchair who's screaming how ridiculous this is, and they're calling her a hoodlum, you know. It's all the same, you know, but it's not working anymore, and that's the problem. All of a sudden, it's not working. They no longer can just say it, and that's true. Well, that's Chicago politics at its best. Just say it enough, say the lie enough times, and people will believe it. I mean, I think that it's just so out of control, and I wanted to know that autism, of all the things in my 30-plus years in medicine, I've never seen anything as devastating to a family. Cancer, nothing compared to it. Heart disease, nothing. Those children are alive. They just have a shortened life. Autism, the parents have no life. No life. And these are the most brave parents in the world who take care of these children. You know, something, I was at a conference in California last week, an autism conference, and I realized something I hadn't realized before. I'd never met both a husband and a wife together, because one of them was always at home taking care of their child. How sad is that, you know, that you can't administer, hand over the care to somebody else? That's how difficult it is.
Well, the child is in a prison, and the parents are in a prison, and it doesn't have to be this way. But then on top of it, but going back to the Amish, I mean, you're right. This has been even picked up in national news, that you don't have these autistic children with the Amish. You don't have these high rates of cancer. You don't have these rates of the asthma. From your medical research and the other research you've gone over, what is it doing? I mean, from the other doctors we've had on, and endocrinologists and epidemiologists and brain surgeons, neurologists, they basically say that what's in the vaccines causes all sorts of inflammation and damage and burnout of the pancreas, burnout of different glands, all sorts of just total disruption in the body. I mean, is that, I know that's an oversimplification.
Oversimplification. I go back to, yeah, I'm kind of an old-time general practitioner. That's what I'm like, you know. And I'm pretty good, as my wife says, that when I hear the truth, I seem to know it. And when Dr. Mendelsohn said it over 30 years ago, every vaccine causes neurological damage. And then you've got the brilliant people like Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Boyd Haley, who now give you the reason why it's causing it. We see it. Every Alex Jones, and there aren't very many of you, who goes in the mall sees it. All they're doing is giving you why it's happened. You know, I have made the statement, Alex, now for more than 3 years, There is no autism in our prayer. I use the word virtually because I don't know every single family. I mean, everyone, some may have left, may have moved to California. I've yet to get one letter. And boy, do I get a lot of hate emails at times. You know, when I talked about Obamacare, it is not for this doctor. My God, I got people sending me back emails. You better apologize. He's our president. I say, it's not my president. I didn't vote for him.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love to now say you can't even criticize him.
Right.
Well, I mean, the issue is I've read over the three different bills, and everything people say is in there and more, and we've shown the subsections, and they use this big lie. Like they say, we haven't introduced any anti-gun bills. They've introduced all these horrible ones. We've listed them. They say, oh, that's not in there. And then, you know, all this government control, all this rationing of care, that's the European model. We know, but also forcing more vaccines, more drugs, we know that that's all in there. But I also watch CNN and these other channels. They keep showing, I just am broke and I don't have money for my illness and
right.
I need the free health care. They don't explain that it's only going to bankrupt things more and that government isn't going to give you that health care. They're going to take money out of your paycheck and then give you an aspirin for a heart attack. I mean, but again, they're selling, feel sorry for me. You know, be nice, Americans. Give in to big government again. And people are wise now. They don't. When somebody beats them over the head and says, you're a racist if you don't do what we say, you don't care about sick people if you don't do what we say, people see right through that.
This is the most gracious country in the world. God bless America. My father came from Poland. He lived in Russia. He was a rabbi. He was a good businessman. Came to America. My dad spoke 9 languages. And he said, he's traveled the whole world. When he came to America, and I was a year old when he came to America, it was after the war, and every morning he got up and said, God bless America. There is no country more gracious that will take care of people. Everyone's taken care of in this country. Mr. President, you don't know what the blessed heck you're talking about. If you, God forbid, you know, have an injury, you go to any emergency room and they take care of you. If that bill isn't passed on to someone else, the doctor in the hospital take care of you. They don't get paid.
Exactly. My dad's a physician. And he says they were taught in medical school, they were taught that's what you do, that about 20-30% of your practice is supposed to be free.
Exactly.
And then now, under this Obamacare, it actually takes that liability off the hospitals, off the doctors, and off the insurance companies, and then you get government care. The government says they can't even read the 1,300-page bill, but they're going to now practice medicine. And then Obama gives these speeches where he says what tests you need, and he's now Dr. Obama.
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you something. There are a couple of doctors in Congress and in the Senate, and every one of them is against this, Republican or Democrat. I find that very fascinating, you know. I think you're right, Alex. I think they're seeing through it, and so your message is coming through. And really, God bless you. What you've been doing, you know, it's been just incredible. Because you know, who would have thought that 2 or 3 years ago? You know it's just absolutely amazing. But I can tell you, going back to the vaccine issues, what can we do? Because we don't have to bury our head in the sand right now. There are some very simple treatments. This washing the hands is nonsense. You know, what are you supposed to tell, you know, when don't kiss anyone, don't shake your hand, wash your hand? I mean, this is nonsense. Because, you know, it's clearly good hygiene before you sit down to eat to wash your hands. I mean, that's... But this business, what they're talking about is image without substance. And I can tell you that there's enough evidence that vitamin D has made a difference. And we looked at the 1918 Spanish flu, and the most interesting thing were the sailors. We were at war, remember, 1918. The sailors on the ship had the lowest mortality from the Spanish flu. The soldiers in the barracks and in the foxholes had the highest mortality.
So we need sunshine.
Again,
we need to get more sun.
More sun, and if not, you get a little bit of vitamin D. I mean, it's inexpensive, it's cheap. You know, no one can make a big living selling it. You know, you want your vitamin D. You want to get your vitamin D levels.
And of course, that's the old wives' tale: is you need to get more sun, or you're going to get sick. You need to get outside.
Right. My grandmother used to tell me, Alex, when I'd be sitting, it was nice. I'd say, Mayor, what are you doing in the house? It's beautiful. Get outside. You know, get over the sun. I want to know how powerful this message is. You know, this has been 35 years of deception by the American Academy of Dermatology saying the sun will give you skin cancer. Well, if that's true, how can we have more skin cancer now than ever and no one's in the sun? Well, I'll tell you why. Just what you said. sunscreen. They've got chemicals and poisons in them just as bad as the vaccines. No one should be taking sunscreen. You know, it's unbelievable.
It's almost pure aluminum.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We're meant to get sun. It's what our whole body drives on. All the studies in Northern Europe with the highest rates of suicide. By law, they stick sun lamps in. Suicide rate plunges because our eyes are meant to get sun. We are meant to get sun. And yes, we're meant for our skin to get spots on it and get old. We're meant, this is what we're designed. We live on a planet. Northern Europeans have white skin, so they get more because you have less sun in the north. You want the sun. You need the sun. It's good.
That's exactly right, you know. And I'm giving a paper in December. I'm presenting a paper at the American Academy of Anti-Aging, and the topic is low vitamin D levels, the root cause of cancer. There's enough evidence that that's most probably true. No longer conspiracy theory. Already people are believing it.
Well, imagine the conspiracy theory. It's like when I see ads for grass-fed beef. It's like bizarre to feed cows grass instead of dead cows.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre to go, oh, we're supposed to get sun. Or, wow, global warming's good. It's caused by the sun. The sun, imagine it. It's the source of life. Doctor, stay there. Incredible info. Let's take calls straight ahead.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Well, I'm really honored to have Dr. Eisenstein with us. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. And we've got the world premiere of Varmus' new film, the trailer of that as well. I meant to have our first trailer out weeks ago, and I got behind. And so we're just releasing these both at the same time. So that's always exciting and interesting. It's not anywhere yet. It'll air here first at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio. Dr. Eisenstein, there's so many other points. What do you see happening then? Because I agree with you, and this is all a fluid situation, that so much came out on Gardasil killing people. So much has come out on autism that they're now trying this big flu hysteria as a cover for federal and UN control under level six. And that's congressmen are saying this now, too.
Exactly. I think you're right on point. I mean, you're right on point. It's not even theory anymore. It's reality.
So really, they're playing the game from 20 years ago, but you and I and many others have woken folks up, the great listeners out there have. And so now I saw them go from saying they had 195 million doses to 40 million dosages. And I'm not saying we've had victory because they may keep going, but it does look like we're seeing them start to pull back.
I think there's no question about it, you know. They're applying as much scare tactic as possible. 90,000 will die. It's possible. It's possible 90,000 will die. I don't think it's out of the question. You know, the answer isn't going to be it's just like Gardasil. Let's go back there for a minute. This is a serious problem. What the problem is that there's no question about it that promiscuity among young children, among teenagers, is the cause of sexually transmitted disease. Until we say that out loud, it's not going to stop. And all we do is give it different names. Before, it used to be called syphilis and gonorrhea. Then it changed to herpes. Then it became AIDS. And now they're talking about so all they're doing is giving fancy names because we're so politically correct. We're not allowed to say if you have sexual relations, outside of marriage, or, and I'm not trying to be this, religious type person.
No, the point is it's dangerous behavior. You're going to get burned. This is serious, serious business. And so they give you a vaccine, which they admit on the insert doesn't even protect you from the human papillomavirus, all the hundreds of strains, and then it kills a bunch of people.
And let me tell you something. My senior partner, Dr. Rosie, who's been with me for more than 25 years, calls all these, the Gardasil, the hepatitis B vaccine, the safe sex vaccine. What is the message we're giving? We've got such great vaccines. You can go and have sex with everyone after you get this vaccine. I mean, that's the message, you know. I mean, what a message. And all of a sudden people say, wait a minute, that's not a very good message. And it's no different here than the flu vaccine, the whole vaccine program. You know, I think people are wising up, and that's what we're seeing. You know, it's not as much wising up. They're having the courage to say, you know, Alex may be right. He may not be that crazy lunatic who's talking about that we need our guns and we need our rights. Maybe there is a constitution still, you know. This is America, and my dad right now is not rolling over in his grave. He is saying, you know, the people will wake up and they will vote this administration out. Will that end it? No, but you know what? Live another day, you know. The point is
we're in the fight. We're not rolling over to tyranny. I want to come back and take some phone calls, but I want to encourage all the viewers and listeners, don't vaccinate before you educate. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH. This is the book, Balanced, Real Medical Facts, Real History, 33, 34, 35 years of research. This is the book that is not full of scare tactics, not full of baloney, not conspiracy theories. It's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, or you can simply go to the toll-free number, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to get. Don't vaccinate before you educate. You could save somebody's life. If you got neighbors that have kids, give it to them. Be obnoxious. That's what it's all about, saving people. Be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.